heaven.
But I'm absolutely sure that I believe in hell. Absolutely sure that I believe. Actually, I don't believe, I know hell. Now you're looking at me like, what have you just been smoking? I didn't say anything about the afterlife. I'm not sure I believe in heaven on earth. I'm pretty sure. In fact, I'm absolutely positive. I have seen hell on earth. Stan gave you a glimpse of hell on earth. Not sure Bud was really in heaven on earth. I'm not sure I believe in heaven. Not sure. Hell on earth we can describe quite well. Lazarus would certainly fit this category. He's poor, covered in sores, being tormented by dogs. He is absolutely in hell on earth. I suspect a few of you have visited hell. You have seen it on the streets of San Francisco and the streets of Oakland. You have perhaps been there yourself at a time when you too felt destitute, if not in terms of financial wherewithal, if you felt destitute in any way, if you felt that you had no place in the world, that life was actually not worth living, then you too have visited hell on earth. And perhaps you've seen little glimpses of good. And perhaps you've even seen glimpses of paradise. Anybody been to Hawaii? It's pretty gorgeous. It's pretty gorgeous riding along the headlands in Marin like I did last Monday, horseback, and looking out over the Pacific. That's beauty. I'm not saying I don't believe in beauty, and I'm not saying that maybe I'm not sure I don't believe in paradise. But I'm not sure I believe in heaven on earth. These parables that we've been wrestling with often are parables of the kingdom of heaven. And in some parts of our Christian community, this is strictly an afterlife game. They're talking about heaven as something that happens after death, and there is no idea of a kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven on earth. They're really interested in saving you from hell after death and going to heaven after life. And what you do between now and then actually maybe isn't as important as those end-of-life questions. I'm not very interested in the end-of-life questions. I'm a little bit like the rich man. I've never seen anybody come back from the dead to tell me what that might mean. So I'm happy for that to live in a little mystery. But I have seen hell on earth right now, and I have a sense that maybe I can do something about that. And in fact, most of us have had a little bit of experience with relieving the agony of hell. We all want Lazarus to dip his finger in the water to go and cool the tongue of the poor rich man. Despite what the rich man has done in life to Lazarus, we still want him to do that because our urge is to be compassionate and to be of help. We want to do something about hell on earth. Sat through social justice meetings with you all, and we're trying to work on hell on earth. The hungry, the poor, the destitute, those living with illness, those who find themselves in despair. We want to make it better. We want a little slice of heaven on earth. We would like to see a world in which everyone is at peace, a world in which no one has to go without, a world which we have actually never seen. Part of why I made you struggle through Jerusalem earlier, God's holy mountain, which is often called the peaceable kingdom, is an amazing vision of what heaven on earth might look like. That the lion and the lamb would no longer be enemies, that all would be at rest and at peace and in safety. But it's a hard thing to believe in. It's hard. I don't have much experience of it. I sometimes read writings by the Dalai Lama. I'm kind of a fan of the Dalai Lama. I met him a couple of times at the GTU, and there's something about this guy. There's a little bit of heaven that kind of walks with him. I come close to believing in heaven when I'm around the Dalai Lama. And those of you who have interest in Buddhism know that the reason that maybe there's a little heaven sticking to the robes of the Dalai Lama is that he spent his entire life in meditation on compassion and on the release of suffering, literally non-attachment to suffering. I think Jesus is a little like that too. I'm not necessarily all the way in the camp of those who want to talk about Jesus as bodhisattva, but I really believe that the same message comes through about what heaven would look like. Buddhists would call it nirvana. We might call it justice. We might call it the holy mountain. Use what language works for you, but can we learn to imagine it? Because if we cannot imagine it, it's highly unlikely that we can do anything about bringing it to fruition. So this imaginative little story with Lazarus, the poor man, who in the story has a name but doesn't speak, and the rich man who doesn't shut up but doesn't have a name, is an interesting insight into the nature of compassion and empathy for those who are in different circumstances than ours. At the end of the parable, Abraham says, sorry, your brothers just need to listen to Moses and the prophets. And we sense that Jesus is saying something very specific about that. But we also know that we've read Moses and the prophets and we get confused. It's not all that simple. It's not all that simple, or is it? Jesus is asked, can you summarize the law? And Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. Herein lies all law and prophets. Like I said to my two young men, it's just love. And when we learn to love completely, and across our differences, across the chasms of poverty and racism and just, I don't like you. These are all chasms. When we learn to love past those chasms, then we get little glimpses of heaven. I want to believe in heaven. I really want to believe in heaven. In fact, I'd like to live in it for a minute, just for a minute. I'd like to have a moment when I felt like, wow, we're really all here and we really love one another and this is what it's supposed to be like. This is what we were promised. This is the thing we're working for. And I've had a few glimpses. You probably have too. In my case, it's usually musical. Some musical event where we can all sing together, and for just a minute, it feels like, oh, there it is. Maybe your glimpses look different than that. Maybe you participated in something that made you have a sense that we could do better than war, that we could do better than injustice, that we don't have to live in hell. We just don't have to. And our sisters and brothers who maybe live in a little bit darker corner of hell than we do, don't have to either. So my invitation is to see if you can be a little bit about heaven this week. If you can find little places where you can be a part of making a little heaven. When you can be a peacemaker, where you can speak kindly and with compassion to that which is suffering in your own life, in the lives of those around you, and in your community. Where can we make a little heaven? I want to believe. I want to believe, and I want you to inspire me to believe. Let's inspire.